Gaurav Gupta, co-founder and top executive of Ant Group backed Zomato Limited, has resigned from the food delivery company about 1.5 months after it got publicly listed. And NBSP. Gupta, who joined in 2015, was promoted to the post of chief operating officer in 2018 and to co-founder the next year. And NBSP. The move comes days after the food tech aggregator platform said it has exited nutraceutical business and consumer grocery delivery for the second time in 2 years, citing infrastructure gaps in a highly competitive market. These businesses that were launched by Gupta were struggling to function for some time. And NBSP. Last month, Zomato said it will be shutting the business of Zomato USA LLC, whose contribution to turnover was zero. Commenting on the resignation, Deepinder Goyal, founder and CEO of Zomato, said, "And what, there and number 39, s so much of our journey still ahead of us, and I am thankful that we have a great team and leadership to carry us forward." And quat semicolon and NBSP. According to reports, Goyal and Gupta had fallen out some time ago. Gupta was known to be the face of the food tech platform in the run-up to the initial public offering, IPO, in July, leading discussions with investors and the media. And NBSP. "And quat, I am taking a new turn in my life and will be starting a new chapter, taking a lot from this defining chapter of my life and dash, the last 6 years at Zomato, comma and requo," he said in a letter. And NBSP. "And quo, we have a great team now to take Zomato forward and it and squo, s time for me to take an alternative path in my journey, comma and requo," he added. And NBSP. Last month, in its first earnings report after listing, Zomato reported a 26% sequential growth in adjusted revenue year on year for the first quarter of FY22. Its losses widened at 360.7 crore from 134.2 crore for the previous period. And NBSP. Founded in 2008, Zomato has a presence in 23 countries. Its investors include Sequoia Capital, InfoEdge, Alibaba Group and Squo, Sant Financials, Tiger Global, Cora Investments, Nexus Ventures, and Temasek Holdings.